Shabbos, and in other places, where the Gemara is darshaning, the Brisa is darshaning the pasuk that appears in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk is not specifically talking about Malach Shabbos, it's talking about a Chiyuv Katos. Nefesh Tisach Kedushgova Liyotso Meyachas Mechol Mitzvos Hashem Shalos Yasen Liyoshema. And the person has the awareness, he realizes that he did an Avera B'Shegeg, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been... Shabbos, and in other places, where the Gemara is darshaning, the Brisa is darshaning the pasuk that appears in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk is not specifically talking about Malach Shabbos, it's talking about a Chiyuv Katos. Nefesh Tisach Kedushgova Liyotso Meyachas Mechol Mitzvos Hashem Shalos Yasen Liyoshema. And the person has the awareness, he realizes that he did an Avera B'Shegeg, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been chayiv kares, that he does the Avera B'Shegeg, he's chayiv katas. It says he brings a carbon chatas. So the Gemara is Medai Kanalosh and Liyotso Meyachas Meheina. Four droshes. Achas, Mei Achas, tells you that even Shem is Shimon, even though he intended to write the name Shimon, and he didn't write the whole name, he only wrote Mei Achas, he wrote part of the word, but HaKosim Shteyosi is also Chag, so HaKosim Shem is Shimon is Chag. And Mei Heino teaches me the Din of Tolbos, because I would have thought, that's how the Shishim Kubetu's comments on the first Daf in Bava Kama, I would have thought, that Hachta Havik and Mishkan Hashiva, whatever was in the Mishkan is a Malacha. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha. So I would have thought, whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha, period. There shouldn't be any Din of Toldus either. So I need a Drasha to tell me that there's such an institution of Toldus. See, in Abba's Nizikin, Nishikim Kubetzis points that, and the first Daf in Bava Kama, you don't need a Pasuk to tell you that there's a Din of Toldus Sein Kayetz Ben. It's a Mamatzinu. It says in the Chumash Bor, after Sefina Masar Shemicha Mishu Sarabim is a Chilos Asiyos of a Nezik, is Daima Vedaimus, it has the same din as the original din. Shor, Mave, Hever, all the Abbas Nizik and all the Chapta Abbas Nizik, whatever says the Chumash, if you have another case that's similar enough, so you say it has the same din, it has the same properties, it has the same din in Mishu, it's exactly the same. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that there's an institution of Torah. That's the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben of Mamatzina. Mamatzina over there, the din is like that. So anything that's done is also the din is like that. But by Tolbos of Shabbos, Yeshitim Kovetsu says, I need a drosha, Heina, Mei Heina, to be Mechadish that there's a din of Tolbos that Tolbos say and Kayotze Behem. Why? Because Tolbos, Malachas of Shabbos, are derived from the Mishkan. It doesn't, nothing says Mechumish. You only know what's a Malacha, whatever was in the Mishkan. So whatever was in the Mishkan is enough. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, so you want to say, but it's similar to what was in the Mishkan, so it should have the same din. No, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, so maybe it shouldn't be even a Tolda. It shouldn't be a din of a Tolda. So that's why I need a drasha, Heina, Mei Heina, that there's an institution of Tolda. Then, we have another two drashas from the same pasuk. We also have Meyachas, Mei Heina. One drasha is, instead of Achas, it says Meyachas, teach me Shem Shim. One Rosh is Mehena, instead of Hena, to tell me that told us Achai, thank you. And then another Drosh, Hena Shehi Achas, and Achas Shehi Hena. Sometimes you do many acts of Chilul Shabbos and you chayv one Chatos, and sometimes you chayv many Chatos. How do you determine whether you're going to be chayv many Chatos or one Chatos? Sometimes it will be Achas, one Chiyuv Chatos and many Malochas, and one time, sometimes it will be Hena, means many, many Chatos. So that the Gemara explains, and the pasuk doesn't say so. The Gemara explains it depends. If it's Shigig of Shabbos, who's doing Malachas, he knows all the dinim of Shabbos, but his watch stopped on Erev Shabbos. So he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos. He's doing all of those, doing Ksiva, Mechikin, Hoiksoan, Havoran, Kibui, everything is possible. He's doing all the Malachas. But the Shkogel was one, it was a Shigig of Shabbos. So then Halacha says it's only one Shkogel, so it's only one Chatos. Even though he violated all the lamtes of his malachas, but if he knows it's don Shabbos, he knows it's today Shabbos. He just didn't know that ksiva is prohibited, he didn't know that hoitzua is prohibited, he didn't know that avora is prohibited. So that's called chiluk malachas to Shabbos. This pasuk tells me that din, that institution of chiluk malachas to Shabbos. The Gemara quotes it here. What has it got to do with Sanhedrin? If
belongs in Maseches Krisis, it belongs in Maseches Shabbos, where it's discussed at length. What's it doing here? Because the Gemara had a Machloikas Amaroyim, and it boils down to the Machloikas Hatanoim. Is there a din of Chiluk Avoidus by Avoidus Zorah? If a person does the Shchita, Zibuach, Kito, Nisuch, he violates Avoidus Zorah in three different forms. Would you say that it's Chayv Michatos, or would you say that it's only Chayv one Chappos? But that was a Machloikas Amaroyim, and then the Gemara says it's a Machloikas Hatanoim. So the Gemara was comparing how does it compare with Hilchos Shabbos? So the Gemara quoted this brisa. So the Gemara points out now on Samach Beis Amin Aleph that Eichlof, that pasuk that you darshan all these dinim, Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, and all this, and Tovis, and everything, doesn't say a word that it's not written in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. It's written in Parshas Vayikra of Perek Dalet. It's talking about Chiyuv Chatos in general, so maybe it also, who says that it only did pasuk V'asa Me'achas Mehena? Why should you say that it only refers to Malachas Shabbos? Maybe you should refer to Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara suggests. Chiluk Malachas, the Avodah Zarah, Nami Tepeg Leim Me'achas Mehena. Let's darshan everything like that. So how can you darshan everything? So the Gemara says, well, go one at a time. Achas Me'achas Hena Mehena. So what are you going to say? Achas is Zvicha. Then we know there's a din that if you do Shechita, that's the Mishnah and Samacham and Beis, you do Zibuach Nisuch, Zibuach Kitur, Nisuch Ishtach Goya, even Shaloi Kedarko Yechayim. So maybe Achas goes on the original Avodah Zarah. If you Shech Tzabehem, you Shech Tzabehem, you have to Shech Shnei Simonim, the Kohen and Neveshim. So if you Shech the Kohen and Neveshim, even if it's Ein Avodah Zarah, it's a church in New York City where nobody shechts any behemoths. They just pray, they do prayer, they do other things, but they don't shecht any behemoths. So he goes and he shechts Shaloi Kedarka. He's over there, but he's over Shaloi Kedarka. But he shechted the both simonim. So that's shechita. So maybe May Achas tells you, like Shein Nishimin, you don't even have to do the whole Ksiva Satevu Abshimin. Maybe Shechet Simin Echor is also Chayim. That's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe Hey, what is it? Acha, Zot Gemara, perhaps is Zvicha. This is about the 10th white line on Samach Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara is suggesting a possibility of darshaning the same drasha, Achas, Me'achas, Heine, Me'ena, Achas, Sheheine, Heine, Sheachas. The whole thing should go on Avodah Zarah also. The Gemara says, no, it just can't. It just doesn't fit in, so it can only go on Malachas Shabbos. Until they reach that conclusion, so they made a suggestion. Maybe Achas goes on Zvicha. And Me'achas means like Shem Yishim and Simen Echad. Not only are you Chayiv Nisa, not only are you Chayiv Kores and Chatos B'Shoigik. If he Shech Lavid Azor Shnei Simonim, if he only Shech Simen Echad, it's also Chayiv. And even if you intended to Shech the whole Behemah like Shem Yishim, you intended to Shech the whole Behemah Lavid Azor, and you didn't get to finish it. He only Shech Simen Echad, and then in the middle he doesn't finish. Whatever happens, he changes his mind, or he never gets to finish the Avodah Zarah, the whole Avodah of Avodah Zarah, so still the Gemara darshans that he's chayim. So Rashi has a comment on this Gemara. Rashi writes, Rashi is about 15 lines from the bottom. And he's darshan, Nidrish Nami, the line begins with the word in Rashi, the Nidrish Einami. Let's darshan also like this. Achas. The also Achas, what does it refer to? Shasa Avodah Shleimut Yon Zibuach. He shechts the behemoth with the Shnei Simon. The Kona and the Vesh. Shechitas Behemoth in Shnei Simon. Shechitas Oifus is enough Simon Echot. When you shech the Noit, so the Mishnah says in Chulin, if you shech either the Kona or the Vesh, it's sufficient. So maybe that's what it means over here. Achas would be Kegon Zibuach if he shechts the Kona and the Vesh. Nei Achas means like Shem Yishimin. That will be enough to constitute an act of Avodah Zarah. That is Chayiv Kores B'Neis and Echatus B'Shoigik. So Gita Moshel says, why is it enough Simen Echad? The Ashkohan Lehechsha Gabi Chatus Oif Bifnim. Aloshin. Why does he have to pick on Chatus Oif Bifnim? She said, Shechita Soifus is Simen Echad. Somewhat Aloshin and Rashi. The Grata, the Aloshin of Rashi, this is I looked in the back, nobody says, I don't know why. It's a direct quotation, word for word, from a Gemara in Chulin that's talking about something else. Gemara Chulin is talking about Shtutei Chutz. Gemara is talking about Shkutekut. So the Gemara has a machloikis Rav Levi, I think, where Yeshman and Shkita Mitchila Beatzof, Arein Leshkita Elul Beatzof, in the second parak in Chulin. So the Gemara says, Lamai Nachkemine, what's a Nachkemine, where they say Yeshman and Shkita Mitchila Beatzof, Arein Leshkita Elul Beatzof? So the Gemara gives cases where there's going to be a Nachkemine. So the Gemara says, what would you say regarding Shkutekut? Let's say Shochad, he has a behemoth, you have to shecht all the korbanos in the Azara. So let's say he has an animal that's standing in the Azara, he shechts the kona. And then the animal walks out a little bit in the middle, a funny case, the animal walks out in the middle of the shechita. Shehiyah, yeah. So shehiyah haste if you shor kadei ligmas kula. You have, we're machmer in Yerida, even shia b'niktsas, even shia b'mashul, pasals the shechita. But these are chumers agapi chumers, but mikradin, shehiyah, you have to have a significant pause of time in the middle between the Shechitas HaKonah Ba'aveshit, enough time to shecht the whole behemoth from the beginning to the end. So let's say half a minute. So shecht the Konah, and without a half a minute going by, the animal walks out Chutz Lazara, and then he shecht the Veshit. So what the Chacham do? He shecht the Veshit Chutz Lazara, Shchut Echutz, the lazy is Chayv Koris. And the Shoygei, that's an Achrei Mois. Whoever does Shchut Echutz Chayv Koris, and whoever does Shchut Echutz B'Shoygei, Chayv Chatov, it's nice like that. A Shechet Ba'amala Ba'chutz is Chayv Shtechatoz. One for Shkutekutz and one for Mala. Makriv Ba'chutz, Makta Ba'chutz. So what if he only shechted one sin in Ba'chutz? Would you say that that has to do with the Machloikis Rabba Levi, where the Ein Shechit El Mubi Sof, Yesh and Shechit Bechil Ba'asof? Gemara says, no, everybody's maskim, and the Gemara has this Loshen. Shekei Matzinu, what did Rashi write? I think that's the Loshen HaGemara. That the Hechshe Gai Chatosoy Pifnim, Chatosoy Pifnim, or you need a Simon Echad. So therefore, even by Behemoth, we need Shnei Simonim. Shechting Simon Echad by Korbanos is considered a violation of Shchut Echutz. Even though you only shecht the Simon Echad Bachutz, it's also called, even if it's the first Simon Bachutz, even if you all day Shchit Elul Besof, and you only shechting the first Simon Bachutz, so Shchit the Simon Echad Bachutz is enough to be a violation of Shchut Echutz. So he'll be chayiv koris the mezid, and mele he'll be chayiv chatas b'shoyim. So that's how Rashi interprets our Gemara. That when the Gemara says achas mei achas, it's like shem mishimin. So the parallel by Avodah Zarah would be achas would be if he shecht shnei simonim b'beima, and mei achas would be if he shecht simen echod. That's the lashon Gemara, simen echod. And Rashi sounds like he says simen echod dafke. Simenecha means either the Kona or the Beishit. He shechts the whole Simen Bachutz. In Yeridei, we don't seem to pass him like this, Rashi, because the simple reading, there's another, that's a Gemara in Chulin, around Daf Chavov or something, from Zion, by the Sugya of Yeshu Meshchita Mechel Vatsov, and Meshchita Evel Vatsov. Then later, in the end of the second pair of Chulin, is a different Gemara. But the Gemara has a Braise, there's a Hechetitze, that a person has a triple header. He shechts Behema b'Shabbos b'Chutz l'Avodah Zarah, and all b'Shoygeh. He didn't know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not happy about Avodah Zarah, and he didn't know that Chil Shabbos. He didn't know that you're not allowed to shecht Shabbos. He didn't know today Shabbos, and it was Shchut Nechutz, all three. So the Gemara says it's Chayv three Chatos. He only does one Ma'isa Shchita. Shechet Behema b'Kotsh b'Chutz l'Avodah Zarah b'Shabbos is Chayv Shalosh Chatos. So the Gemara says, Akasha, wait a minute. How can he be Chayv Shalosh Chatos? The Gemara asked Akash, when he shechted papurto asoro, when he shechts a mashu into the behemoth purto. And in Yeridei it says purto means, in Yeridei Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The beginning of Yeridei, they talk about Ashechet Avodah Zarah, it's also Bachil Banon. So the Shach writes, look in the second Chelet Yeridei in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where it says Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to even shecht both simon, you don't even have to shecht simon echad. If you shecht purto, that's loshan imam, if you shechet papurto asoro, when you shecht a mashu, a miktas, in even chatzi kona pogum is not a treifa, not a nevela, nothing. If you shecht the first mashu of the kona, that's enough, even though it's not called shechita. And none of the psule shechita apply on the first half of the kona, but shechet l'Avodah Zarah it is. When a person shechts l'Avodah Zarah a mashu into the kona, he already makes it isuri hanoav to kubis l'Avodah Zarah. Amashu, so then the Gemara Perek Takasha, Mechishochet Papurto Asoro, so how can you say that when he continues to shech, it's time Mishum Shkut Techutz, Mechata Chofa B'Yalmahu, so it's not Roy Lovol Pesach Almoy, it's already Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, so he can't be Chayv on Shkut Techutz. So the Gemara works out a Hopshach, that he he doesn't want to make it into Tikkuvis until he finishes the whole shkut.
Okay.
But you see from that Gemara Beferish that in order to become it becomes Tikkuvis out of the Zohar with a mashu. We have cases on this daf, on the previous daf. A meshtach v'lohor muta v'oiv v'besayim. If somebody bows down to mechuber or to balichayim, so it does not become tikkubis, it does not become avidizore. It doesn't become avidizore, but he is chayiv nisa. You have a chitimtza where the gavre is chayiv nisa because of avidizore. But the thing that he did the avodah to does not yet become tikkubis, it does not yet become nesa bahano mitam avidizore. Is it possible to have the reverse? That the thing becomes tikkubis, but the person is not chayiv nisa avidizore. So like tzachnishtap and sechel. How can it be that it became tikkubis if he didn't do an act of avodah zarah yet, if he didn't finish the act of avodah zarah? So if you're going to say the way Rashi sounds like he took the Gemara literally, Rashi on this daf, achas is shnei simonim, and may achas is simon effort, and Rashi says literally, simon effort, shkei matzinu b'shchitas kotshin, shchita l'avodah zarah is bilti l'ashem levadah. We can, a cost of all the avodahs that you do for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the azarah, you're not allowed to do any of them. All the avodas that you do for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Azara, you're not permitted to do for avodas Zara. So one of the avodas that you do in the Azara, shechita soifas is simen echod. Malika soifas is simen echod. So since simen echod is Lashem, so if you shech simen echod avodas Zara, simen echod is also chayv. That's how we interpret achas meyach as simen echod. So you mean that you need literally a simen echod to be chayv mishum. You need simen echod to be chayv mishum avodas avodas Zara to be chayv misa. The Gemara says mishocha fakur to Azara becomes tikkubis. Before you even finished the seminar, before you even began the seminar, you shech the beginning of the kana, which al pidin is nothing with nothing. Up until chatzi kana problem is not called the shkita at all. If you cut the windpipe, the kana is the windpipe. So the Gemara says if you have an animal running around and it has a hole in the windpipe, up until and including chatzi kana, half of the kana, is nishkin treifa garnished. If a goy shechs the first half of the kana, the first third of the kana, the first four-ninths of the kana, up until and including chatzi kana, exactly, it's hard to tell a chatzi exactly, but theoretically, up until chatzi kana problem is okay, then no psula shkita, because nothing happened. The act of shkita only begins after the chatzi kana problem. But nonetheless, the Gemara said, Mishachah papur to asara, if you shech the beginning of the kana, it really becomes the kruvas of it. So how can it be that Rashi is a pella? The Rashi says, in order for the person to be Oyvid Abedizor, to be Chayv Nisa, he has to shech kol asinim. And in order that it should become Tikkubis, it becomes Tikkubis before he did an act of Abedizor. So tell the Digzach, I looked in the back, I didn't see anybody yesterday. So tell the Digzach, I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, we assume that you don't need the whole simon effort, not like this Rashi. This Loshan that Rashi has, that's the Gemara says that the Negev to Shchut Echutz. But the Gemara doesn't really say the Negev to Shechet Abedizor. So the Gemara wants the darshan, the whole drosha. Achas me achas goes on simen echor. That a miktas. I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam writes in Benegir to Hishtach Havoya. Where do we have a din of Hishtach Havoya? We have a din by Bikurim, Hishtach Havisul of Nei Hashem Alakecho. And the Vilna Gaon writes there that is lav davki bikurim, means whoever enters the Azara. Kol ha-nechnasim la-Azara are not permitted to leave without doing an act of Yishtach Roy. So you have to do Yishtach Roy to the Baruch Shalom. Then there's a din, Eben Maskis lo-sitim li-artzuchem, Yishtach Roy salah. Chutz le-beis ha-migdush, chutz la-Azara, you're not permitted to do Yishtach Roy out of Eben Maskis. What's the definition of Yishtach Roy? What's the definition of Yishtach Roy? So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, then it means Pishit Yodai, Veraglaim, there's Kido, and there's Kriya, and there's the Shtachvar. So Kido, I think the Rambam says, the person is standing erect, and he bows, and he leans over. Then Kriya means he kneels on the floor, but from his knees up, he's standing erect. And the Shtachvar means he kneels on the floor, and then he does Pishadai Raglan, he lays down all the way. So the din is that in Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaNechnasim LaZorah, whoever enters the Azorah is supposed to fulfill that pasuk that says by Bikurim, Yishtach Avisa Lefnei Hashem Rakech is supposed to do Yishtach Roy, the Pisha Daim Raglai. When the Kengodl says the Shem on Tvarish, you have to do, everybody should do Kol HaModim, Bazar HaKom Yishtach HaModim, and Nofim HaPenet, you do Pisha Daim Raglai. And the prohibition of Eben Maskis to sit in the Yitzchem, the Yishtach Roy, is Pisha Daim Raglai, the Rambam writes. There's one place that the Rambam writes, Yishtach Roy, And he says, if you just do kiddush, you're ready chayv misa. He says, by mishtachna l'avodah zarah, even if he just leans over, shaloi kedarka. Not that it's whatever is kedarka. Hafar l'parah zarek evan l'makubas. Whatever the mishagas is, if he does the avodah kedarka, so he's chayv misa, whatever they define as avodah kedarka. We're talking about avodah shaloi kedarka. So the Mishnah learns that from the Pesukim that Yivu Akit and Nisr Chishtachwa, these are the Dalav Avodis that Yichadim and Shloike Darka. So you can't say, well, how do they define it? They don't define it. They don't hold from these Dalav Avodis. So we have to define it. So the definition of Mishtachwa should be like in Kolot HaRkubot, Pishtan Raglai. So the Rambam writes in Nilchus Avodis are no. He writes, Mishayichbash Panat Bekarka, he's Chai Nisr, he just bows over, he leans over a little bit, he's very Chai Tochit. That's not the full Shir Mishtachwa. I remember when we were learning this Gemara, I think I remember that Rav Soloveitchik commented, maybe the Rambam got it from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Achas Nei Achas, just like by Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din Shein Nishimin, so to Baba, there's also a din of Achas Nei Achas. That even if he doesn't shech Shnei Siman, he shech Siman Echor, a Miktzas of the Avodas HaShita, so you also chai. So Miktzas, so Rashi said, what's the Shver Rashi? I don't know. But Rashi said, what's the definition of a mikzah? Simen echad. Why a pezonga chab simen echad? The Gemara in Chulin sounds like it says mishochet bakurta, mashahu. Even the first mashahu of the kona also is an act of avodah zarah. I don't know, but Rashi says over here, I'll be the Gemara like shem mishimin. Shem mishimin has to be shtei oisiyas. Not shem mishimin, it has to be shem mishimin. So here also has to be simen echad shkeim utzina kayetzibot, that sometimes simen echad heis tashkita. So the Rambam writes, Wadinami Kido is a niktos of Ishtachvoy. So by Avodah Zarah there's a din, Achas Mei Achas, by Ishtachvoy of Amigdosh, you have to have Pishadayim Raglayim. By the Yisr of Eben Mask is Moisit the Marat Chem Nishtachvoy, so it's only a violation if you do Pishadayim Raglayim. But when you get to Avodah Zarah, even if you just do a niktos of Ishtachvoy, what says that niktos? Kido, Shabukamis Acherim, in other areas of Halacha, Kido does play a role. Mar says Kito is this, and Kriya is this, and Ishtachvoya is that. So you see that Ishtachvoya is a combination of Kito. Kito, I think he has his face parallel to the floor, and Kriya has his knees on the floor. So if he has both his knees on the floor and his face parallel to the floor, that's Pishadayim Raglayim. So Ishtachvoya is a combination of Kito with Kriya. So it's like Kanan Evesha. The Shchita is a combination of two acts of Shchita's Kana, Shchita's Evesha. So if you do one without the other, that's like a Shem Mishimin. That's Achas Me'achas. So the Rambam held it, just like the Gemara says over here, that if you shech simin echad la b'dizori, you chayv misa, so who adinami, if you do a mikzas of b'shtachvoya, is also chayv misa. Perhaps this is the mokah. The problem is that l'maskona, the Gemara rejects the whole drasha. The Gemara says, no, that the drasha doesn't work out. It only works out by Shabbos. Achas Me'achas, heina me'heina, achas she'heina. Heina Sheyachas, the Gemara says the ganze drasha only works out by Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says, the last line, and by Avodas Tuchavma doesn't work, and Mesulai Midi, practic, the drasha doesn't work by Avodas Zarah, so by process of elimination only works by Shabbos. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So how does the Rambam know his din of Ishtachvoy? And how did the Gemara know the din that Michishochat Bapurto Asar? I don't know. I seem to remember, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, at least to have a main point, that maybe this would be the mocha for the Rambam. Then the Gemara suggests, what would be, that's achas me'achas, what would be heina me'heina? So the Gemara says, maybe heina are the others. What are the... Like by Hilchos Shabbos, Heina Mehena, Heina is the Ovis, and Mehena are the Tovis. So what do you have Ovis and Tovis by Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, the Ovis are Zibu, Akito, Nisach, Ishtachvoya, the four major acts of Avodah Zarah that are mentioned by the Mishnah based on the Psukim. And the Mehena are the Tovis, what is that? Not exactly the same as the Yav. The Yav is what you do in the Beis HaMikdash, Shech Korbanos. And the Tolda is not exactly a carbon. If this Avodah Zarah, the practices, they worship this Avodah Zarah with a makel. What do they do? Let's say they twirl a makel in front of it or something. So he takes a makel, and instead of twirling it, he breaks it. So breaking the makel is parallel to breaking the neck of the animal. So that's a Tolda of Sheikhet. If it would have been Avodah Zarah Kedarka, that's the way they worship this Avodah Zarah, by breaking the makel. Avodah Zarah Kedarka, so you don't need any drushes. It's not the Torah's Tolda. But we're talking a case where the Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a makel, but not but not by Shibre Makkel. So if he personally decides he wants to be Meshavra Makkel, so Shibre Makkel is a toldah of breaking the neck of the animal. A toldah Ziguach. So Ziguach is the Yav, and Shibre Makkel is the toldah. So he'd be Chayev Nisa, even though it's not darker Bekach to do Shibre Makkel. It's darker La'ovdo the Makkel, but it's not darker L'shadar is a Makkel. So the Gemara says at this point that would constitute the Avodah Zarah, Shaloi Kedarki, would be Chayev Nisa. But then the Gemara comes to the Maskana that the whole drasha doesn't work out, so they scrap it. So it comes out the drasha only applies to Malachas Shabbos. But it's takatram. The pasuk doesn't go on Malachas Shabbos. The pasuk goes bechlal on Chatos. There's another problem. Rather, the same issue repeats itself on Omer Days. The Gemara on Omer Days has another version of what happened. What was happening was, but we started this a few weeks ago. The Gemara has to take a look again at Samach Beis Amar Aleph, just to go back to the beginning. Five lines from the top. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kamei de Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zakkai was an Amora who lived in the days of Rabbi Yechanan. He had smicha. Rabbi, all of Hachamim and Eretz Yisrael had smicha. That's why they called Rabbi. So Rabbi Zakkai recited a brice in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan didn't like it. So Amalei, so he made a comment, Puk Tani Lebruach. Yeah, throw it out. Throw out your brice. Tell it to the other people. I don't accept it. So one version of the story is that somebody recited a brice in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, which he didn't like. And he said, it's not correct, it's a tosoi. So Anamad Aleph, the version is that he said, this brice about doing, whether there's chiluk malachas l'avodizor. We know there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos, what he said l'avodizor. So it comes out, it's a machloikis amarayim, and it's a machloikis hatanayim, hayidarshim v'psukim, fine. So now Anamad Beis, the Gemara has on the last line, Anamad Aleph going over to Anamad Beis, the Talmud Babli was written in Bavel. So how did they know what Rabbi Yechanan said, what they had Ruach HaKodesh? So from time to time, some Talmud would travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and tell him over what Rabbi Yechanan had said. So every so often they would have another version of what Rabbi Yechanan said to them, another word in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So that's what happened here. And the last line, Ki Osa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Omar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Hochi Tane Kamei. No, it's a different brisa. Rabbi Zakkai decided a different brisa that Rabbi Yechanan was not happy with, and he told him, Puk Tani Lebruach. What would the Braisa say? Chaima, the Braisa makes a contrast between Shabbos, you're talking about Chatos, who is Chayiv HaChatos B'Shoigeg? Whoever violates an Avera, which if he would have done it at Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Koreis, so if you violate the Avera B'Shoigeg, you're Chayiv Chatos. So that's a general klal. And the Lama Gov Krisis Amuris Batur, there are 36 cases where there's what to discuss a Chayiv Chatos. And nonetheless, it's Shabbos as opposed to the others. Chilul Shabbos b'shoigeg has its unique halachas bein lahakol bein lahachmas. So that's what this brisa says. Chayma b'Shabbos mi'b'shar mitzvahs. On the one hand, you have chumis and malachas Shabbos that you chayef more chatoes and then kol atarkoi. You wouldn't be chayef. And prakeh, you have kulis. Chayma b'shar mitzvahs mi'b'shar. Sure. So what is this? So this is the other version. This is the price of the Rebbe Zakkai recited. Rabbi Yechanan said, Puk Tani Lebro, it's not correct. So Gemara is going to have a whole Omer Gemara to explain why he didn't like it. So what did the price say? Chayma b'Shabbos, what's the Chumah? Sheha Shabbos, also Shtayim Be'elam Echor, Chayba Kolachas B'Yachas. If he does two Malachas Be'elam Echor, it's Chayb Tuchat Torah, Mashenikim, Mishar, Mitzvahs. And Kolachar Kulo, he's not. So Gemara says, what do you mean he's not? What's the Tegeton? Did he do two different malachas, let's say, kotzer and kosev? He did kotzer and kosev. So he's chayv tuchatos. And in kol ha-tor kul, if he eats chelev and he eats dam, he's chayv tuchatos also. He does two different things. Just like if he does two av malachas, he's chayv tuchatos. So if he does two different averis, he does shchut echut, and he does averis or b'shay. So he's chayv tuchatos for that also. So the Gemara is not sure exactly LMI, what he repeated, the same thing, let's say, he ate two kizesim of chelev behelem echad. So two kizesim of chelev behelem echad, you only chayv one chatos. And if he does kotzer, the kotzer behelem echad is also only chayv achas. What is the contrast that the Bryce is drawing over here? That chayim b'shabbos and b'sham mitzvahs, she b'shabbos also shtayim behelem echad, chayv al kolachas v'yachas, v'asheni kem b'sham mitzvahs, chayv shtayim, so the Gemara is not sure about the cases. That's what the Gemara says. Behind the Domale, here, 15 lines down. Behind the Domale, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Puk Tani Lebruach. And it must be a misprint. It's a Tos Seifer, so don't repeat that brice anymore. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? what's up there? Maybe pshat and advice is, like we said in Amud Aleph, maybe it goes, Umay, Kusha, Frank the Gemara, about 13 lines from the top, 13, 15 lines from the top. Umay, Kusha, why did Rabbi Yechanan be so, why was he so hasty to say throw out the brisa? Dilma, Liyonam, Melach, Dabat, Zero, Trina, maybe he did totally different Melaches, Be'alam Echod, is Chayv Shtayim. I says, Marshani came to Shad Mitzvahs, but if he eats Chayla Vadam, Be'alam Echod, he's also Chayv Shtayim. So the Gemara says, maybe what he means is, he did two forms of Avodah Zarah. He did Ziguach, Kito, Nisoch, Ishtachvoya, and it goes with the Shita that we said before, that if you do many different Avodahs, Rani Chayv Achas. That was a Machlokes HaTanaim and a Machlokes HaMaraim. So maybe this Tana holds with the Shita that there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. There's only Chilik Malachas L'Shav, there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. If the fellow eats Chayla and he eats Dam, or let's say Chayla, he eats Chomets with Pesach and he eats B'Yom Kippur, it's Shnei Shemus and Gansan unrelated. But if he worships Avodah Zarah, it's all Yisra Avodah Zarah. It's all a repeat of the same Yisra Avodah Zarah. But he did the Uach Kita Nisra Chishtach Voya. So that's a shaila where they say Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah, just like Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos. There ain't Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. So that was a Machlokes HaTanaim. So that's what the Gemara asks. Well, my kusha, why did Rabbi Yechanan get so excited that he said, "Puk Tani Lebra, Dilmud Alamei Malach, Dabak Tzira Tchina," two different Malachas. Hashem came in Shai Mitzvah, doesn't mean Kol HaTorah Kula. It means that there's no Chiluk Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. Asan L'Avodah Zarah Kidir Rabbami, Dar Rabbami, Ziguach Kidir Nisach, Hishtafah Be'al Mechon, Ein Chayv Al Achas. So the Gemara says, no, that would not be bad. If that would be pshat in the Reisha, that would be okay. But the Sefer of the Braisa can't continue. The Braisa that we have on top over here draws a contrast. That Yechayev, from the Lamed Rav Krisus Amuris Batayroi, that if you violate Yaver B'Mezid, Yechayev Kores, and if you violate B'Shogin, Yechayev Chatos, so we divide them into two categories. One is Malach HaShabbos, and one is Kol HaTorah Kula, and there are differences Bein Lahok or Bein Lahakha. So sometimes Shabbos is Mohammed, and the other is Chayv Shtayim, and the other is Chayv Achas, and sometimes Chaymer, what's the other one? Chaymer B'Shar Mitzvah is here, the fifth line from the top. What's the Seif of the Braisa? Chaymer B'Shar Mitzvah, what Chumah do you have by Shar Mitzvah and Shabbos and Kula? The B'Shar Mitzvah is Shagak B'Lay Miskabin, Chayiv, Hashemi came B'Shabbos, that you put them. What does it mean? B'Shar Mitzvah, Shagak B'Lay Miskabin, is Chayiv, and in Shabbos you put them. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, maybe the ratio of the Braisa is not so big. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan didn't throw it out because of the ratio. If you just have Chayna B'Shabbos and B'Shar Mitzvahs, you can interpret Shar Mitzvahs means Avodah Zarah, and there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. But the Sefer is not going to work yet. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Loi Nesukma Loi B'Avodah Kechavim. Rabbi Yechanan said, Puktani Libra, because the Braisa cannot be interpreted as referring to Avodah Zarah. B'Shem Diktani Sefer Chayna B'Shar Mitzvahs, Shabbos Mitzvahs, Shabbos Mitzvahs, Shabbos Mitzvahs, Mashena came the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Shogak Bolem Niskabin? What does it mean? He didn't he walked in, he thought there was a shul. And then it turned out that it was a church. Someone screamed out, they're worshipping Avodah Zarah in Hebrew. So they said, Bochu, he thought they said, Bochas Hashem Avodah. He thought they're davening Myra. And the violet they said, Abrochet, the Yoizel. So he bows down with everybody else. It comes out that he bowed down to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, no, if he didn't realize that it's Avodah Zarah, it's Libal HaShamayim. So it's Mamish no Avodah. That's legamei na'avir. So what could the case be? What's the case? He didn't realize that it's prohibited to worship Avodah Zarah. So then you are chayiv. So then you are chayiv. So what does it say? So what does it say? Shogag. Shogag b'loy miskabin chayiv. Masha'eni came to Shabbos that you putter. What do you mean? He didn't realize that it was Shabbos. So why is he putter? He is chayiv one chatos, he is chayiv many chatos. Sometimes he'll be chayiv many chatos, sometimes chayiv one chatos. How can it be that on Shabbos he's not chayiv? A person does malach on Shabbos, b'shoygi, he is chayiv chatos. So the Gemara says, the sake of the braisa doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yechanan got excited and said, "Kuk tani lebro." The reisha is not so bad. The reisha, he could disciple the interpretation that he gave. Chayim and b'Shabbos and b'Shamitzvah, Shamitzvah means Avodah Zarah, that there's chiluk malachas l'Shabbos, there's not chiluk malachas l'Avodah Zarah. But he got excited, he said, "Puk tani lebro," because the Sefer just doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara finally says later on the daf, maybe you should interpret this, the Reisha is not there, the Reisha we already have a pshat. that is drawing a contrast between Malachas Shabbos and Malachas Avodah Zarah. Maybe the Sefer is saying over the word that Shmuel said. Shmuel has it in towards the bottom of the Daf. It's the last 7 lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel, Misasik v'chalam aras chavsh keimenet, and Misasik v'shabbos potom Malachas nachshev esos v'ter. Let's say a person does a Malach on Shabbos, he has no, let's say a person carries on Shabbos. So a person carries in a Rishus HaRabim, a Malach HaDeraisa carries on Shabbos, Chayv Chatos. But that's only if he knew that he was carrying something. He didn't know today was Shabbos, so he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry on Shabbos. What if it turns out that he had a dollar in his pocket, he had a handkerchief in his pocket, didn't even know he had anything in his pocket? So that's not called, it says, the Magen Avraham points out from the Gemara, many places says. If he didn't even realize that he was carrying something, that's not called shirking. Shirking means he knows he's carrying, but he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry, or he didn't realize that today's Shabbos. His watch was too slow, his watch was too fast, he thought it was already Yoy Shabbos, and it's still Shabbos. But what if he didn't even realize that he was carrying? That's called Misasik. So then there's no Chiyav Chatos. So Shmuel formulates this din. He says, Misasik v'Shabbos Potter, because Malachas Machshevus is needed. It's a lack of Malachas Machshevus. What if a person goes to a kosher restaurant and eats a fleshy meal, and after he thought everything was kosher under supervision, then after he finishes eating, the waiter runs out and he tells him, sorry, we made a mistake. The steak that we gave you was full of chaylev, so you ate chaylev b'shoygeh, and the soda that we thought was an interesting new flavor was really dam. They put ice cubes in the dam, and they served it on the table. Mamish dam that you had korosan. So the Gemara says, it's mamish misasik. He didn't. Shaykh would be, he's drinking dam, he's eating chaylev, but he didn't realize that it's prohibited. But if he doesn't even realize that it's chaylev and dam, that's not misasik. So I should have said that misasik is not even chayv chatos. So Shmuel says wrong. Misasik b'halovim. Ubarai is, let's say a man goes to sleep one night, it's dark in the house, and he goes into the bed, and he thought that was his wife, and it turns out that was an Eshes Ish. Turns out that it was his sister. So he violated Gili Arayis B'Shoygeh, open Misasik. No, it's Misasik. He thought it was his wife. That's Mamash Misasik. Shoygeh would be, he knows it's someone else's wife, and he was absent when they thought Loisina. He never heard of that din Loisina. He thought that it's Amidus Chasidus. He didn't realize that it's an Easter. So that would be Shoygeh. But if he thought it was his own wife, that's not Mamash Misasik. So Shmuel says it doesn't matter. The din is that Misasik is Chayev Chatos B'Halovim Uba Arayis. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? The Reisha, the Braisa makes sense, and the Seder makes sense. The Reisha, the Braisa says, Chaymeh b'Shabbos b'Misham Mitzvahs, means that Shabbos is Mohammed and Avodah Zarah, that there's Chiluk Malachas l'Shabbos, and there's not Chiluk Malachas l'Avodah Zarah. And the Sefer that says, Chaymeh b'Sham Mitzvahs b'Shabbos, means a contrast between Chalom b'Arayis and Shabbos, that Nisasik b'Chalom b'Arayis, he didn't even realize that this is Chiluk. He didn't realize that it was Dab. He didn't realize that it was an Ishis Ish. He thought it was Ishto. So Mamish Misasik Bahalam Ras Chayit, she came to Anna. Masheni came to Shabbos, Misasik is Potter, because Malach is not Shabbos as a Torah. So why did Rabbi Yechanan say, Puk Tani Lebroa? The Brisa is perfect. What did he get so excited about? So Gemara says, no, but there's no symmetry. The first half of the Brisa is drawing a contrast between Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah. The second half of the Brisa is drawing a contrast between Chalov Marais and Shabbos. And with the same Russian, Chaymeh b'Shabbos n'b'Sham Mitzvahs, Chaymeh b'Sham Mitzvahs n'b'Shabbos. How can you interpret like that? It's not symmetrical. So the other Amoraim are not so upset about that. What's this Shlech? The first half of the Brisa is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos, and the second half is contrasting Chalom Arayis with Shabbos. But Rav Yechonah l'taymei, the Gemara has on 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. There's a famous Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, a Shver Mishnah in the end of HaMafkid, and Rav Yechonah couldn't figure out what's going on. And he says, Ashver Mishnah. Half of the Mishnah is, I think, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. I forgot already. Rashi quotes. Half is Rabbi Akiva and half is Rabbi Shmuel. And he was very upset. How can you have the Reisha Aliba the Chatan and the Seif Aliba the Chatan? If you have one Mishnah, it has to blend in together. Like over here, you have one Braisa. It has to have the same contrast. You can't have the Reisha is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos and the Seif is contrasting Chalom Arayis with Shabbos. Has to fit in together. So that's where Rabbi Yechanan made a statement. Man and the Targum Lechobis, the Mishnah talks about a ganav who stole a chobis and he put it back, and he didn't notify the Balabas when he was putting it back. So is that good enough to be considered Hashavas Agneva? The ganav is chai beyond until he does a Hashavah. So what if he does the Hashavas Veishavas Agzeva? He does the Hashavas Agneva, but he never notified the Balabas that he did a Hashavah. is that considered a hashavas agzel and he's no longer chayv yonzim? And he's saying, no, it's not a hashavah. If he didn't notify, there's no yediyas b'alabas, it's not called hashavah, and it remains chayv yonzim taliyah. So there's a steer between the reisha and the sefer there. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset, and he said, whoever will interpret the Mishnah Chavis Aliba, the Chatana, the Reisha, with the Sefer, I will be so indebted to him. I will serve him like an Eved. That an Eved Kenayni has to serve his master. He has to bring his underwear and his towel to the bathhouse. When the Odom wants to take a bear, he has to carry the Godin and his Kalim, Basre Lebe Masusa. He has to carry the Kalim after him. And the Seder Adoiris, he quotes, he interprets on this Gemara, the Beis Yosef in Hilchot Tefillin quotes Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yochanan was a big mefunik, and kemat all year long he didn't wear Tefillin Shel Rosh. He was able to wear Tefillin Shel Yah, but Tefillin Shel Rosh he couldn't wear. In the summertime he was afraid he was going to get a sunstroke. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. In the wintertime he was afraid he would catch pneumonia. So he always had his head covered, and he rarely ever uncovered his head. So he never wore Tefillin Shel Rosh. All year long, they state that they seriously quote such a Yerushalmi. So then the Seder Adoris was a big copy. So he quotes this, the Gemara Kiddushin, Kol Malacha She'evet Oso LeRabbi, Talmud Oso LeRabbi. The Talmud is Meshuvah to do for the Rebbe like an Eved does for the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, really? Kol Malacha She'evet Oso LeRabbi, Talmud Oso LeRabbi? So the Talmud is required to go carry, to wash the toilet bowl, and to wash the floor, and to carry the Rebbe's Kalim to the Beis HaMerchatz after him, mamish like an Eved. Like an Eved Knaini, so the Gemara says it depends. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin and everybody sees that he's Ayid, there's no chashash to think that he's an Eved Knaini, then his mamash mechuyev to do the malachas like an Eved Knaini. But if he's not wearing tefillin, and there's a possibility, as Mevet Meinen, that he's an Eved Knaini, then he's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do anything, you're not allowed to kore lachavera Eved, is Oivan and Yisa. And if you cause yourself, if you cause a chashod on yourself, that people will think that you're an Eved Knaini is also like kore lachavera Eved, you're not allowed to do that. That's a violation of the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. I remember the Rav said, what's the Yisrael? He said, the Kiddashto. In the beginning of Parsha Samar, it says, the Kiddashto, you have to be Mechabed the Kohanim. So he thought that that's a Din Deraisa, you have to observe, you have to maintain the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. You have to see to it that it shouldn't be forgotten. Who's a Kohen, who's a lady, who's a Yisrael. That's why he introduced, he said, there's so many children from non-observant parents who go to yeshivas a lot of times. They don't even know what it is, a kohen, a lady. So he used to insist in his school in Maimonides in Boston that those who were kohanim or levim should sign their names, Eliezer HaKohen, whatever. They should remember that they're kohanim. They should discover that they're kohanim. Now most of the kids go to yeshivas are religious. They don't know whether they're kohanim or levim. But at that time there were many children who came from non-observant homes who didn't know what it was all about. So he used to insist, because of the Kiddashto you have to maintain the Yuchsin. So this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph. If the Yevid, if the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know that he's a Yid, because the minig was, even though, Tosis writes in Gitna and Daf Mem, even though the women in Eved Knaini volunteered to do mitzvah says to Shazman Gromo, but the Eved never volunteered to wear tefillin. So the Gemara says, Eved she'iniach la rabba tefillin. That's the Gemara Gitna. The Yotza l'cheres. If the rabbi gave the Eved a pair of tefillin to put on in shul one day, and then the Eved claims the next day, the Rebbe was meshachar him, the haraya, that he gave me a pair of tefillin. The Gemara says that it's a good raya, because that was absolutely abnormal. They never used to give tefillin to the Eved to wear. They would have the Eved eat in the sukkah, they would have the Eved shake a lulav. He would wear a talus, okay, but tefillin apparently they never did. That was not at all the common practice. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know it's a dead giveaway that he's not an Eved Knaini. Obviously he's a Yi. Either he's an Eved Ivri or he's a Talmud of the Rebbe. So then he can wash the floor, he can carry the kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz. But if the Talmud is not wearing tefillin, and somebody may think that he's an Eved Knaini, so not only Akara Lachaber Eved is a Loike, the Gemara says, he said to give him Malkus, the one who causes a Hashad on himself, he's an Eved, is also Ivri Nisa. So then the Gemara says, the Talmud is not permitted to carry the kelim of his Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz if he's not wearing tefillin, because people will think that he's an Eved Knaini. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't care. That's how the Seder out there says, I don't care. If somebody will farem for the Mishnah, I'll be so indebted. I never wear tefillin. He was a mefunik, he never wore tefillin. Someone went to Yahweh. I'll be so indebted. I'll carry the kelim to the Beis Hamerech. I don't care if they'll think I'm an Eved Knani. I'll be so grateful if someone will fire for the Mishnah. I'll do what the Halacha says you're not allowed to do. Anyway, but the Gemara quotes it over here just to say, Rabbi Yechanan didn't like the Braisa, because there's no parallel between the Reisha and the Sefer, the Braisa. Right, that was Tosis Kasha, right? And Samach Alba and Beis, Tosis says the Kasha on the top. How can it be if they threaten to kill him unless he worships of his love, but he doesn't accept it, believe it? So they ask, why is there a din of Yehar Gval Yavar? So that's what Tosis says, nonetheless. Even though there's clearly no din of Yehar Gval Yavar, even though there's no violation of Avodah Zarah, if he's not the Kabbal Beloha, but nonetheless, the din is Yehar Gval Yavar, because the Nochri, the perception of the Nachri is that he got the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. So even though it's a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah, real Avodah Zarah it isn't, it's only a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So nonetheless, this is such a serious Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So they say Yehari Gval Yavar, just like Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. There is, we mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, there is a Machlokes HaRishon where they say Yehari Gval Yavar and Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. But this Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah, this is real hot, this is real close to the actual Avodah Zarah. The Nachri thinks that he succeeded in getting the need to worship Avodah Zarah. He got him to bow down. He holds a gun. He gets him to bow down in front of the Gechkin. So he thinks that he just succeeded in doing something marvelous. He doesn't know the Talmud Babli says, V'loi klumu. Elokim v'alei v'loi klumu. The Nachri thinks that he got him to worship Avodah Zarah. So such a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah, that's a real Avodah Zarah. That everybody holds the heart of Yah. But let's say I'm running away from the Nazis, and the only way to save my life is to go across the river. And the only way to go across the river, I need some wood to float on. I can't swim, so I chop down an Asherah tree and I float across the river. And Asherah is also Bano, so that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether that form of Avizrayot Avodah Zarah, that's an Issa that's related to Avodah Zarah, but if not as closely related as this one is, so this one, Taki, you're right, that's what I said, you're right, there's no act, strictly speaking, Al Pi Halacha, there's no violation of Avodah Zarah. La Plumhi. But it's a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So the Marisayin of Avodah Zarah is enough to make that it should be Yehari Gval Yavar. So this Gemara, that's what I mentioned before, this Gemara is a famous discussion. Kasha is that there's a Mishnah increases on Daf Yutes that learns that the Tana learns that the din of Misasik is not Chayv Chatas from a Pasik in Parshas Vayikra. Oho Delot Chatos HaShechot Abo, so Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Darshan Shechot Abo Prat from Misasik. He's only Chayv Chatas if he comes to the realization that he did an Aveira, that at the time that he was violating the Aveira, he was aware what he was doing. He wasn't aware that he was doing an Aveira. He didn't realize that it was an Aveira, but he was aware of the fact that he was carrying on Shabbos. But if he wasn't even aware that he had anything in his pocket, Ashechot Abo, Prat Misasik, there wasn't a Yediyah Samah. He's learned that the Tana learns that the din of Misasik is not Chayv Chatas from a Pasik in Parshas Vayikra. Oho Delot Chatos Ashechot Abo, so Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Darshan Shechot Abo Prat from Misasik. He's only Chayv Chatas if he comes to the realization that he did an Aveira, that at the time that he was violating the Aveira, he was aware what he was doing. He wasn't aware that he was doing an Aveira. He didn't realize that it was an Aveira, but he was aware of the fact that he was carrying on Shabbos. But if he wasn't even aware that he had anything in his pocket, Shechot Abo Prat from Misasik, there wasn't a Yediyah Samah. Let's say he opens the door, walk into the house, and all of a sudden the lights go on. It's on the mind father, when you open the door, the lights go on. So that's Mamish Misasik. He didn't realize that opening the door causes the lights to go on. So he's not even Chayv Chatas. That's not called Chilul Shabbos B'Shege. That's called Misasik. So the Mishnah quotes the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who learns it out from a Pasuk in Vayikra, in this same chapter, Dalit. Ashechot Abo, Prat from Misasik. And then Shmuel, Mach Shabbos Vazicha. Shmuel comes and makes a different rush, Melechus Mach Shabbos, Prat from Misasik. What's going on? Where did that come from? Malachas Machshavas Prat from Misasik. What's wrong with what it says in the Mishnah? Ashechata bo pratum nesase. The Pashtus says Ashechata bo is a miyut in kol ha-terakula. Then in kol ha-terakula you're not chayiv chatas. And Shmuel made it as if it's only restricted, only on Melech HaShabbos. That's Taisus Kasha. So the so Taisus has a famous teretz. There's one kasha. There's one kasha. Then Taisus has another kasha. The first kasha is, what do you need Shmuel's drasha from his pasuk? The Tana Rebbe Shua learns it out in the Mishnah from a different pasuk. So what do you need a duplication? Two psukim to tell you the same thing. Then there's a stira minayu bay within Shmuel. Shmuel says, Nisasik b'shabes potom alechas machshevas asatar. Now there are many halachas that are derived from that phrase, malachas machshevas. That if you do malacha kelacha yad, it's only the rabbanon. If you do malacha b'mekalkal, it's only the rabbanon. Many other halachas, malachas machshevas asatar, sometimes lahakel, sometimes lahachmer, that hilchas Shabbos is different. So Shmuel derives the whole institution of Nisasik potom the Shabbos because malachas machshevas asatar. So it's only a din in hilchas Shabbos. It doesn't apply in kol ha-terkula. So when Shmuel has the other here, the Sasik Bachalom Arais Chayb Shekein Nehene, what does he need in the Sinas Tav? What does he have to give an explanation? Shekein Nehene. Shekein Nehene. So Lazog, the Sasik Bachalom Terakula Chayb, because there's no lack of Malachas Mashevis. Malachas Mashevis is only a Shabbos that could do. Whatever dinam are derived from Malachas Mashevis do not apply in Kola Terakula. So there's a stira min Eibay within the memory, the two halves of the memory of Shmuel. On the one hand, he says, Mesasik Bachalom Arais Chayb Shekein Nehene is special. Ayotzim in a klal. The klal is Mesasik is always potter. But Mesasik Bachalom Arais, Bagili Arais, and Macholas Hasur Shekein Nehene, say Yichai. Vice says Mesasik in Kol HaTarkula is potter. And then he says, Mesasik by Shabbos is potter because Malachas Machshevis. Was Dafa on Kumitza Apostik Malachas Machshevis? He's Mashma that Mesasik in Kol HaTarkula is potter. These are the two kashas that are bothering the Taisus. So Taisus all over and Shas gives the same answer. And people are so used to it, it's an interesting thing, people are so used to the Taisus Teretz all over Shas, no one even realized that the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole thing. This is the Meiri on his daf. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says that Shmuel's din is that Mesasik is only Potter and Shabbos. And Kol HaTarkula Mesasik is Chai. Because it's only based on Malachas Machshevis. But he says, Mesasik b'chalom arayis chayv shekein nehene. What does he need the reason? It's lav dafka, you don't need any reason. Mesasik is only part of the Shabbos period. So it's a peladik of Miri, a lot of shverim Miris. But this Miri is a direct quotation from the Rambam. Nobody realized that pelad. The Rambam and the Tirish on the Shnayis and Krisis and the Mishnah and Daf Yutes writes it explicitly. And the Rambam and the Yad HaChazok and Hilchos Shogogot writes it explicitly. Tamot and Zachar, Blazer Shach, the Goyen HaGodol, Rav Blazer Shach, the Rosh Yeshiva from all the Rosh Yeshivas, writes in his Sefer, he couldn't believe it. One of the Bachrim, who is now a big Rosh Yeshiva himself, Rav Shmuel Deutsch, used to be Rabbi Gerelich's son-in-law. So he writes, my Talmud, my Taira Talmud, Shmuel Deutsch, pointed out to me, it's Anof in a Rambam. And he says he's right. He says he's right, he didn't realize it. The Rambam is befamous that Shmuel says, Mesasik is only Potter, and Shabbos and Kol HaTarkula is Chayv, period. That's the Rambam sheet. But we're so used to thinking not so, because Taisus all over Shas writes not so. So as many times as people read the Rambam, they never noticed that the Rambam is beferish not so. So Taisus gives a whole binyan. Taisus has a whole mahalak. It runs like this. There are two psukim, so the tzvei dinim, the tzvei halachas. So there's one din misasik, ashechata bo prat lo misasik. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking Kol HaTarkula. Nefesh tisechto v'yosa me'achas bin kol mitzvus Hashem asher lo se'aseinu v'osa me'achas me'heinu ha'odo lov chatos v'shchot but that doesn't say Shabbos, it's talking Kol HaTarkula. So ha'shachata bo prat la misasik is a din in Kol HaTarkula. But misasik in Kol HaTarkula means, let's say, shchut echutz. A shechet works in a slaughterhouse in Omaha, Nebraska, I don't know, in New Jersey, whatever, and he knows that this is a B'chor Be'ema Torah that he's shechting. But he thought that the din doesn't apply in America. He thought the din of Shchut Echutz only applies in Eretz Yisrael for some reason or another. Or whatever. The rabbi with the long beard told him shecht, so he thought he's supposed to shecht even though it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah. He knows it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah. But what if he didn't even realize it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah? He didn't realize that it was a korban. So that's Mamish Mesase. So that's what Taisa says, that you're not Chayiv Kadosh. or let's say, what's another case of Nisastik? I'm a Fatim is Akhtaris, I don't know. Asok B'Shemin HaMishnah. Someone has a bottle of oil and he's smearing the baby, he diapers the baby, smears on oil, a person smears oil on his arm, and then he finds out later that this was B'Shemin HaMishnah. So Nisastik in Kol HaTarakub is not Chayv Chatos. It's a Ptur, Kol HaTarakub is not only a Din in Hilcha Shabbos. But Nisastik case, he didn't even realize that this was Shemin HaMishnah. He didn't realize that this is Ktoiris. He didn't realize that this was Shchutei Chutz. He didn't realize that this is a Korban, that is, it's a Korban Torah that he shechted. Thus he's Nisasek. But what happens, let's say, he finished eating on Friday night and it's dark outside and he wants to have dessert. He'd like to have some fresh fruits. So he goes outside, he has trees in the backyard. So he goes outside and he's going to pluck off some fruits from the tree. And he's interested in eating an apple. He doesn't like pears and he doesn't like oranges. He only likes apples. He goes outside, and by mistake, he plucked off a pear instead of an apple. So Shmuel, so the Gemara says that that's called Misasek. This Kavan Litlash Mechub Ezeh, V'chotach Mechub Eracher, is called Misasek. And let's say he didn't know that you're not allowed to pick off fruits on Shabbos. He didn't know that it's a Malach. So that should have been, he knows he's plucking off a fruit on Shabbos. He knows he's plucking a fruit on Shabbos. And he didn't know that kotzer is a malacha. So that's a regular mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Should be chayv achatos. What kind of misasek? It's not a misasek. You know, it's shoigig. But because he thought that he's plucking off an apple and it was dark and it turned out by mistake he plucked off a pear or an orange, whatever. So the Gemara says, the Gemara increases on the next daf, on daf chof over there. It's kama machtach b'chub b'zeh b'chotach b'chub b'racher. It's a totally, the wrong min. So the Gemara says that's also a misasek. What kind of misasek is that? So based on the pasuk Ashechata bo pratu misasek that would not be called misasek. So that's the Shein Tzvei Din, and that's what Shmuel needs his pasuk Malach of Masheves pratu misasek. That's a new brand of misasek. That's a different kind of misasek. So that explains why you need two psukim, why you need Rabbi Shua. And the Mishnah learns that from Ashechata bo. Why Shmuel learns that from the pasuk Malach of Masheves pratu misasek. The Mishnah's din is a din in Kol HaTarakul by all chiyuvei chatas, that you're not chayiv chatas on any. And any other b'shoigi gives it's misasek. The Shmuel's din is that prat and hilcha Shabbos, that this case is called misasek, because of a lack of malachas nashev, it's called misasek. If you would only have the pasuk of Rabbi Shua, that would not be considered misasek. So then Shmuel has another din. And what if he's talking eating chalav arayis? He ate in the kosher restaurant and he thought that everything was kosher. He thought everything was under supervision. Then after he finishes benching, then they tell him he forgot to remove the chaylev from the steak. He ate chaylev. And the soda that he drank was all down. There's mamish misasek. There should be misasek in Kol HaTarakul. There should be potter from chatos. So Shmuel says a chiddush. Since you came to henna, so that's an exception to the rule. That is chayv chatos. That's what Tosfos says. There's no steer between the two halves of what Shmuel said. On the one hand, Shmuel says Misasek is a Ptur in Hilcha Shabbos, so it doesn't apply in Kol HaTarakul. So what does he need a reason she came in? And so Tosfos says, no, that form of Misasek doesn't apply. He knows he's Kaitzer. Why should that be called Misasek? He knows what he's doing, just didn't know that Tzirus or didn't. So that's only Achidus Din of Malachas Pach Shabbos Asur Torah, that is a Ptur Misasek in Hilcha Shabbos. That doesn't apply anywhere else. But if Imamish didn't know that he's eating chaylev adam, that's the real misasik. That's the misasik that should be potter and kol HaTarakulo. So that Shmuel had another chiddush that shekein nehene asvara shekein nehene. So he is chayv achatos. That's what Tosfos has. Tosfos has it in all the Masechtos, and it's so famous. That's why no one ever realized that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos. Ad kedei kach, that there's a famous dispute between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mekor Chayim by the Nesivis. The Nesivis wrote a sefer on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chayim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes a din of Chomet Sha'ovar, all about Pesach is a knas mid the Rabban, Machloikus HaTanoim, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Shimon, but the Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach is Anisa Derais, Anisa Derabban. So Rabbi Yudu holds Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach, Anisa Derais, even Chemet Sha'ol Nachri, Sha'ovar all about Pesach. Any Chomet that's in existence in the world anywhere on Pesach becomes also b'achid manol, you're in a void, you're not allowed to eat. We don't pass them like that. We pass them, the chom, and chem tzushol nochri, sh'over all of our Pesach is muta, chem tzushol yisol sh'over our Pesach is also muta min ha-teira, and it's a knas mid the Rabbana. Because he violated by Rabbi Motz, he said he made a penalty mid the Rabbana. But chem tzushol akum is nid. So the shayla is, what if he violated by Rabbi Motz, b'shoigi? He was absent that day. He knows you're not allowed to eat chametz. Ana Moritz, he knows you're not allowed to eat chametz. He never heard that there's a din that you're not allowed to possess chametz. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the whole discussion in Perek HaNizok, and where the concert shows about the mezer, a lot of concert shows about the mezer. When you want to make a penalty for an avaryon, you want to penalize the people who violated the aver mezer. What, are you gunning out to penalize the people who violated the aver b'shege? Not really. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Sometimes you penalize even concert shows about the mezer, and sometimes lot of concert shows about the mezer. I got to study. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, the chomet shabal ha-pesach ha-filu b'shege, he didn't realize that it's an avera, that Abayu Rabbi Matzah also was. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a bigger chiddush. Even if he didn't even realize that this chametz was around the house, he was by the chametz and he sold this chametz and he burnt that chametz, and then he had some candy bars in the drawer or stuffed on the bottom of the mattress. He didn't know at all where the children hid this chametz. He didn't realize that they had hid some more chametz. So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Pesach, even Mamish, he didn't even know that he wasn't even aware of the chametz. There's also included in the Kamsa Shogot Amazim. So the Mekar Chaim Frek Takasha, what do you mean? This is not Shogit, this is Misasek. He didn't realize at all that he had the chametz. That's like the person carries on Shabbos. He doesn't realize that he has anything in his pocket. That's not called Malacha B'Shogit, that's Misasek. It doesn't count at all. So there's no Aveira at all. So how can he penalize the Mamish? No Aveira. He didn't violate Bali Rabbi Matz. So the Mekar Chaim comes up with the Chiddush. He says, when does the Halacha say that an Aveira bin Misasek is not considered an Aveira? That's if the Aveira has to be violated the Kumbi Yasei. Alecha Shabbos, he has to do the Kumbi Yasei. He has to, what else do you have? He has to do Shchut Echut. He eats Chel of the Da. He does a Pu'ula. So if the Pu'ula is done, Ba'itim Shal Misasek, he was in such a fog, he didn't realize Bechlav was flying. He didn't know Bechlav was going on. He didn't know that he had Chometz in his possession. So if a person does a pe'ula, the kumbi yaseh, without realizing what he's doing, that's called misasik, doesn't count at all. But if the nature of the avera is such that he violates an avera b'shege al tase passively, whoever has chametz in his possession is in violation of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah. He doesn't have to do any pe'ula. So since the nature of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah is that it's always violated b'shege al tase by having it in your possession, so even if you don't realize that you have it at all, but tafkasav, bottom line, it is in your ownership, it is in your possession, so you're in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah, even the Nisase, and the Mela, there is a penalty. That's what the Mekar Chaim is. So Rabbi Kevega says he doesn't understand. What do you mean? An Aveira b'shevi al tasa is lechta. If an Aveira b'kum b'yase, if it's been Nisase, it doesn't count. So an Aveira b'shevi al tasa is a kalvachayma that it shouldn't count. It's the Cheshev al tasa, it's less of an Aveira. So he says, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And he says, the Teretz is that the Kasha is a mistake. Rabbi Kevega writes in the Tshuva, the whole Kasha is a mistake. And Tshuva to the Nesivas. He's the Karis Chandama. They were big Yedidim. He considered the Nesivas the God of Ador. They have in the history books, they have a story that they were once together in Shul, and they gave Rabbi Kevega a Shlishi. So Rabbi Kevega fainted. And he called them up for Shlishi. So the people didn't understand what happened. So when he came to, so the Nesivis understood why he fainted. He considered him the God of Ador. Rabbi Kevega considered the Nesivis the God of Ador. So he couldn't understand. How did they call me up for Shlishi? The God of Ador is here. They should have given him whatever. They should have given him Shlishi. So he whispered, so the Nesivis whispered to him that apparently the city that he came from was the biggest city. Rabbi Kevega was from, where? I forgot it. From Posen. Apparently was a bigger city than Lisa was. So he said, but the Balabata know that your city is bigger than my city. So of course they know that I know how to learn better than you. There's no shaila about that. No, he wanted to, because Rabbi Kevega couldn't understand at all. How could they make such a mistake? How could they give him Shlishi? So he whispered in his ear, no, but your city is bigger than my city. That's why they gave him Shlishi. So that he was happy about that. So they were very, very big idiots. So Rabbi Kevega has this letter, the Jewish Rabbi Kevega. He sent this letter to the Nesivis. He doesn't understand it all. He says he thinks the whole kasha is based on a mistake. Who says that Misasek Hesnish can Aveira? Misasek is an Aveira B'Shoigig. It's an Aveira B'Shoigig in Kuntz and Shogot Amazim. It's just Allah, you're not Chayiv Chatos. Sometimes you do an Aveira B'Shoigig, you are Chayiv Chatos, and sometimes you're not Chayiv Chatos. But the fact that if you do an Aveira with Misasek, you're not Chayiv Chatos, doesn't mean to say there's a Hesnish can Aveira. There is an Aveira. It's just a Ptur from Chatos. He even thinks that it doesn't pata from Chatos Olu V'Yorim. He thinks it only pakas mechatas kvua. When Kizbo Asila doesn't pakka from Oyla V'yori, that's how he parenthes the Gemara, the Gemara, Mishnah Shavuos, a man enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumen. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim is one of the three Averis in Parshas Vayikra that Yechai V'Chatas Oyla V'yori. Yeah. So what does mean Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim B'Shoegi? He entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumen by mistake. What was the by mistake? So the Gemara gives an example. He thought it was a library. He thought it was a shul. And it came out a mistake. It was really the Beis HaMikdash. So if you make a fact, if he thought it was a shul, it was Mamish Masasa. A man enters a house in the state of Tumah, and he didn't realize that the house is the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not Mamish Masasa. So what is there? So how can the Mishnah discuss that he's Chayiv Katas Olu V'Yorei and Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh? It's not Mamish Masasa. So Reb Kivega, Mishnais has a whole pilpul, and others for him talking about this. Stifler has a whole liquid, and he gives his own teretz on this. Reb Kivega says, the teretz says that Misasek is also an aver of B'shoegi. And when the Pasik says, HaShachot HaBok, Ratta Misasek, that Misasek is Potah from Chatos, it's only Potah from Chatos Kvua. There's up, it's not Potah from Chatos all of Yori. That Pasik, HaShachot HaBok, is in the Parsha of Chatos. It doesn't appear in the Parsha of Chatos all of Yori. It only Potah this Chatos, it doesn't Potah that Chatos. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. He says the whole kasha kushami correlation, the whole kasha that the Mekar Chaim was working on, why is it that the chomis sha'avar ala pesach is also b'achila b'hanoah, even if he didn't even realize that he had the chomis in his possession, why don't you say it's an aver b'misasik, it doesn't count? What do you mean it doesn't count? An aver b'misasik is also an aver. The only thing is you're not chayiv chatas on it. So who's worrying about chatas? We're not talking about chatas. About your baimon is not chatas anyway. Just a shayla from making a penalty of Kansu Shogot to Mez, it's so an Aver of Misasik, is also an Aver of Bishayim. Yeah. Yeah, the Pashtus and a lot of Gemara is not like Rabbi Kivega, right? So Rabbi Kivega says, He's masking with the Mekar Chaim only by Shabbos. He says in Kola Terakula, he says like Tesis. There's a din of Misasik in Kola Terakula that means that you're not Chayv Chatos, but an Aveir it is, an Aveir B'Shegim. But in Shabbos, because Malachas, not Shabbos, does the Teres. If you do Chil Shabbos in Misasik, then it's not even called an Aveir at all. If he didn't realize that he was carrying anything in his pocket, then it's not only that you're not Chayv Chatos, is not considered an Aveir at all, and he has a whole pilpul, and he gave to come later to Rabbi, and the Gemara in the end of the second paragraph of Bava Kama, that if he does Chilul Shabbos, then Misasei, it's not called Chayvi Nishishokim, that a Shepata would come later to Rabbi, it's mamish nothing with nothing. That's Rabbi Kivei. So the Pashtus is, though, many Gemaras, that's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, Pashtus is like the Mekar Chaim, not like Rabbi Kivei. The Pashtus is, from our Gemara, from other Gemaras, Misasei, is mamish not called a Maisa Aveira at all. And that's exactly what the Mekar Chaim was explaining. If a person has to do the Aveira Bikum V'Yasei, and he didn't realize, let's say, you open the door and the lights go out on Shabbos. He didn't realize that opening the door makes the lights go out on Shabbos. So the Malach of turning on the lights doesn't relate to me. But let's say, I shech the Korban Bachutz. I'm a Shechet in New Jersey, and they give me behemoths to share. Zolmi Chaim found that one of the behemoths is a poor behemoth, that it was owned by a Jewish farmer and it was the firstborn blood and the Zohar. I didn't know anything about that. So that's Misasik. So what does it mean? I did the Shechita, but the Aveir of Shkutikut doesn't relate to me. I consider it as if it happened by itself. So the Makor Chaim says, Bamed Bamamur, when you say you consider it as if it happened by itself, that's if the nature of the Aveir is that it has to be violated. The Kumbi Aseh, you have to have a Maisa Aveir. Let's say, mixing keteris, I'm a fatimus keteris, and he mixed together a whole bunch of psalmim, and it turns out that that's the keteris. It didn't occur to him that that's the keteris. He didn't even realize that he's being a fatimus keteris. So he did, and aver bikum yasei, without even realizing that this constant, he didn't realize what the facts are, that this is, these are the different components of the keteris. So that's called misasei, and it's not an aver at all, but if the nature of the aver is b'shevi al taseh, so what are you going to say? It doesn't relate to him. What doesn't relate to him? Is the chametz in his possession? He owns the chametz. The chametz is his. So he's in violation of Bayur Abay Matzah. He didn't realize it, so it's b'shoegi. How can you say the misasek, it doesn't, the act the pu'ula doesn't relate to him, and Allah considers it kilo nasis me'ilah. There is no pu'ula. The whole violation of ba'yura ba'matz is always b'shei b'atas. So that's what the Mekor Chaim argued. That's a very good svar. That's a stark time. Right, this Shaila, Rabbi Yosef Engel raises the Shaila in his Sefer Asman Deraisa. What? And he brings this Tosfos, right? He raises the Shaila. When Shmuel makes an exception to the rule by Chalom Arayis Chai, she came to Hannah, what does it mean? Does it mean because the nature of Bias Asuris and Macholos Asuris, of Gili Arayis and Macholos Asuris, the nature of the Avera consists of the getting on Lord. That's a factor, an element in the Avera. But Stam, he happened to do Shchut Achutz, he happened to do Chil Shabbos in the fashion that he happens to get on Lord. So because he happens to get annoyed, that would not be good enough. But he's saying, no, it all depends on the hechtims. It doesn't depend on the definition of the aveir. If he happens to get annoyed, that's enough. So Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this question. And then he shows that the Tosfos and our daf says beferish. Yesh loimar. You look in the bottom Tosfos on the fourth line. So Tosfos says, why does Shmuel need another pasuk of Malach Hasmach Shevus Asutur? You already have the pasuk, Ashachat Abo, Bratlam Isasek. So the famous Teretz, Teshu Gesel, the famous Teretz is, no, the Skam Alachtach, Mechub Ezevachatach, Mechub Berachach. He walked out Friday night in the dark to the trees in the backyard to pluck off an apple, and he plucked off a pear by mistake. He knew he was doing kites there, so that should be Shoigig, and be what he was doing. But he thought he was getting an apple, and he got a pear, so that should not be called Nisasek based on the rules and regulation of Nisasek and Kol HaTaru Kulu. But that's the lack of a Malachas Machshev HaSasetar. It's a lack of Malachas Machshev. So that's the second answer that they give. But the first answer they give is, V'yesh Loimar, Dochikamar. On Shabbos, not only do you have the Din of Shechata Bar Patla Nisasek, you have a second reason why you Patla, because Malachas Machshev. What do you mean the second reason? What's wrong with the first reason? So they say, and what will be if he does Tfira on his Beged, like the Mashal you gave? He does Tfira on his Beged in such a way that it keeps him warm. He was freezing before. And he does a Malach on Shabbos, and now he's in Nehenna, Shekei Nehenna. So if you would only have the Din of Kol HaTarakul of Misasik is not Chayv Chakos, I would have said here, Shekei Nehenna, he's Chayv Chakos. Even though the Hanoe is not it's not an integral part of the Chilul Shabbos. So that's why you have the new Pasuk, Malach HaMashem HaSasra Torah, a second reason why you put them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes these places that they seem to say that it's not dependent on the nature of the Avera, it depends on each and every individual Hechetimtze. Are you being Nene? Then it relates to you. If you're not being Nene, then it's Kilo Nasis Mele. Then it doesn't relate to you. Has to do Nesake. Because on Shabbos, if you Mekalkal, you're not Chayiv. Good reason. Okay. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asam Der Isaac quotes this thesis to the other side. So you say, Kenzai. So this is, there's a famous Rambam in Perek Aleph. Hilchis Isuri Bia. Oh, here. Da'i Mishpat tells you. Take a look. Perik Aleph and Hilchis Isuri Bia. Aloha Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes, Hamasasek Bach, Hamasasek by Shabbos is Pata because Malach Machshavas Asvatera. You're Pata. Hamasasek Bach Halom Ba'arayis Chayiv. There he's talking about Arayis. Hamasasek Ba'arayis Chayiv. Shekei Nehene. And he says, Chayiv, both in Arayis de Araisa and in Shnius Larayis, which is only Medibre Seyfe. Amasasik is Chayef even by Shnius Larayis. So the Ravid asks, what in the world is he talking about? Amasasik Larayis is Chayef what? He's talking Chayef Chakas. Masasik is not B'Shegek. It's not B'Mezir. If it's B'Mezir, it can't be Masasik. Masasik is obviously B'Shegek. Sasha Bishoy Gates, you can't give many punishments. So the whole Meduber that we're talking about is Chatos. So Sasha Ba'arayis Chayev Chatos, Shekeinahen, but by Shnias La'arayis Medibrei Seifrim, Shlomo HaMelech was going to Shnias. So what kind of courage? There is no courage and there's no Chatos. There's no Chatos Bechlau. What did the Rambam mean that Hamasasik Ba'arayis Chayev, Dein Ba'arayis Shal Torah, Dein Shnias La'arayis? So the writer is Masik, he doesn't know what the Rambam made a mistake. How can it be the Masasik B'Shnias La'arayis Chayev? So the Keset Mishnah writes on that writer, the Farem for the Rambam, what he probably meant to say was the following, that a Masasik normally doesn't even have to do tshuva. If a person doesn't have their B'Shoigeg, he has to do tshuva. But if he doesn't have there, the Masasik doesn't even have to do tshuva. But Masasik Ba'arayis, Chayiv Shekeinahen, is Chayiv to do tshuva. If it's Arayis Da'arayis, it's Chayiv Achatos. And if it's Shnias La'arayis, then he has to do tshuva. He has to be Masakim the tshuva. That's how the Keset Mishnah writes. So there's a Sefer Tzemach David, David Rappaport. He was an enikol from Rabbi Akiva Egan. His name is Akiva David Rappaport, but his name is after Rabbi Akiva Egan, Alta Zayin. So he wrote a Sefer Tzemach David, which is a knockout Sefer. He got Rabbi Chana Wasserman invited him to give his shiur in Baranovich, sight unseen. He just read the Sefer, and he was swept away, he was swept off his feet, and they sent him a letter. He invited him to come to the yeshiva to give his shiur. He didn't realize that he was a single bocha. So he came, he didn't realize that he started. So he came to the yeshiva, and he said the shiur in Baranovich. So he writes in this Sefer, Tzemach David is the Haoris that he has now. They printed in the back of Tshuva's Rabbi Kivega. They printed together. So he has in the Haoris, on that Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva, with the dispute between the Mikor Chaim and Rabbi Kivega, where the Masasik is considered not a Mais Aveira at all. Kilo Nasus Me'eloha. No, it is a Mais Aveira, but it's just a Ptur from Chatos. So the Tzemach David says he has a Raya from this Rambam, that the Keset Mishnah says on the Rambam, the Perikalef, Aloha Yidbeis, and Isuri Diyo, that Masasik ba'arayis chayiv shekein nehen, both on arayis shel Torah and arayis shnias la'arayis medibrei seifrim. And the rabbi asks, what do you mean chayiv? You can't be chayiv chatos by shnias la'arayis. There's no chayiv koris b'mezid. How can it be chayiv chatos b'shek? So the Keset Mishnah explains pshat in the Rambam, he's chayiv to do tshuva. So he says, what do you see from the Rambam? Beferish, like the Mekor Chayim. Then in Kol HaTorah Kula Masasik Heisnish Kemais Haver Bechlau, not just that it's a ptur from chatos, it's not considered a Mais Aver at all. You don't have to do tshuva. The only time you have to do tshuva for an Aver done with Masasik is Bachal Damar Ha'ais Shekeinahen. There it is an Aver. Kol HaTarkul is not an Aver. So that's, it was, and Rabbi Velvel HaSoloveitchik, they have in the Shurim of Rabbi Velvel HaSoloveitchik, I'm coaching in one place, Rabbi Velvel said he saw in a recent Sefer that came out, if you got which Sefer, that's he's referring to this Tzemach David, if you got where, that you see from this Rambam, like in the Mekor Chaim, that Masasik can call a Tarkul is not called an Aveira at all. It's only called an Aveira by Chalom Arayis. So this whole shtickle with this Rambam, this whole thing is all based on the assumption like Tesis, that there is a din of Masasik can call a Tarkul. But that's what Blazer Shach points out. If you look in the Rambam, both in the Pirish and Mishnayis increases, as well in the Yarach HaZokeh, in the Hilchos Shkogos, the Rambam is beferish against the whole thing. He's not goris the whole discussion of Rabbi Kivega within the Mekor Chaim. He holds that there's no din of Masasik can call a Tarkul. Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no category of Masasik. Masasik is only a din in Shabbos. Melachas Machshavas HaSvater. There is no din L'chla. Why does Shmuel give a reason Shekein Nehenet? You don't need any reason. It's not necessary to give the reason Shekein Nehenet. I don't know. Rambam holds that it doesn't mean anything Shekein Nehenet. Kol HaTorah Kula is also Chayiv Masasik. Masasik is always Chayiv. So what does he do with this Rambam, with the Shnias La'arayis? A Pella. What does he do? How is he going to reach out? I don't know. Rambam quotes the Memor Shekein Nehenet, yeah. Only by Chalom HaRayis. But he himself holds that it's not necessary to give any explanation. Because he holds in all the other Chavi Krisis also, Masasik is Chayiv. You don't even need Shekein Nehenet. And Mefatim is Al Ktoiris, the Shegig, which is not Nehenet, would also be Chayiv in Masasik. Any avera that the person does, shchut echutz, but Masasik will also be chayiv chatos. The only single case where Masasik is pater is Shabbos, is beferish in the Rambam. No two ways about it. So this whole, the whole discussion of Rabbi Kivega with the Mekor Chaim is out of context. According to Rambam, there's nothing to discuss. It's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. And by Shabbos, it's beferish, not a malach. A malach of malach, Shabbos is mutam in a Torah. If it's a lack of Melach and Hashem, for sure it's not called a Maisa Aveir at all. And Kol Terkul, the Chalal does not deal in the Sas. So according to this Rambam, according to the Rambam's own Shita, the way the Rambam writes in the Pirush and Mishnayis increases in the Yadach Hazok and Hilchos Shgogos, that Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, so that's good according to Shmuel. Shmuel said it based on the Pasik, Malachas Machshevis Asatur. But the Mishnah increases doesn't say Malachas Machshevis. Mishnah increases quotes the Tanner of Yeshua says, Ashechot Tavoah, Prat from Misasik. That Pasik Ashechot Tavoah is not in the context, not in the middle of a parsha of Shabbos, middle of a parsha of Chil Katos. So how do you take a pasuk in the middle of Parshas Katos and say, Mola Lamed Vav Krisis Amuris Batera, that pasuk is only talking about Shabbos. So the answer is, we did it on Amud Aleph. We had the whole pasuk. The Yosa Meyachas Mehena, Achas Meyachas Heina Mehena, Achas Shehi Heina Heina Meyachas. The Ganse Pizman only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara attempted to apply it to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara said there's nothing to discuss the Sulo Midi. The bottom line on some of Sulo Midi, scratch it out, it doesn't apply even to Avodah Zarah, where it's then, but then it doesn't apply either. That the whole drasha, Meyachas Mehenu, which is written in the middle of Parshas Khan, only goes on Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam holds that this drasha also, Ashechot Avo Pratam Misasek, if you wouldn't have had Shmuel's comment, you would have thought mistakenly like Tosfos. Ashechot Avo is a din in Kol HaTerekula, that you're not Chayav Kachet. So come Shmuel and he tells me, don't make such a mistake. No! Ashechot Avo, even though it's written Stam in the middle of Chayav Kachet, it only applies to Malach HaShabbos, doesn't apply to Kol HaTerekula. That's how the Rambam understood. He doesn't quote it by halacha. I don't remember. What does he need any explanation? That's the problem. What does he need any explanation? So therefore, what would it be? Nobody holds it in Kol HaTerekul and Misasek is always Chayav. His wife and it turned out to be an Ashes fish. But what does he need an explanation for? Why not? Yabari had Anor. What does he need an explanation? He had the same Anor. He thought it was his own wife. He had the same Anor that he would have had if it would have been his real wife. Turned out it was someone else's wife. The same Anor. So what's the Havamina? What does Shmuel have to give an explanation for? What's the question over here? What is Shmuel giving an answer? If the Rambam holds the Misasek and Kol HaTerekula is Chayav Chatos, so we don't... That's the problem. That's the problem. That's what prompted Tosfos to give their whole fantastic binyan with the whole interpretation of Sveidinim and this and that, and the whole Maracha with the Tosfos. And the Rambam doesn't go as the whole thing. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Farempas, the Stira in the Rambam like that, there's a Stira. The Ram, the Gemara has a machlek, so the mitzvah Sichas Kavan, the mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavan. So the Gemara has two dinim that are totally in this issue. One case is at the Kehel Shir. But the Ram has like this. One case in the Gemara is, do you have to have in mind, let's say you're blowing shofar for yourself, you didn't have a mind to be mitzvah me. So am I yotzei if you didn't have me in mind? So we always say, of course not. You have to have, in order to have shemei koina, you have to have kavanah lahotzei, you have to have kavanah lotzei. So if you didn't have kavanah lahotzei, you don't say shemei koina. That's what we say. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. That's what the Baal HaMor says. But that's not what it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak. Rosh Hashanah says, if you all did so, sichas kavanah, then you need kavana lahoitzi, you need kavana latif. If the din would have been and mitzvahs ein svichas kavana, then you wouldn't have needed kavana lahoitzi, you wouldn't have needed kavana latif. You wouldn't have needed any kavana. So there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, kafu v'yochal matzah, kafu parsim. Menachem came and they held a gun to my head. And he said, you eat the matzah, we're going to kill you. So I didn't have kavana latif. They forced me to eat the matzah, so I ate the matzah to save my life. Then it comes out later, tonight was Pesach and I just ate matzah. Do I have to eat more matzah or was I yaitzik? So the Rambam says you yaitzik. So it sounds like mitzvah ain't sviches kavana. And yet the Rambam writes that if you want to be yaitzik with the matzakeyas kiyas, he has to have a mind to be moitzi. You have to have a mind to be yaitzik. And according to the Gemara, that is totally zebizeh. If you all mitzvah sviches kavana, then and only then do you need kavana lahoitzi and kavana lahoitzi. If you did his mitzvah saying sviches kavana, then you yaitzi without kavana lahoitzi and kavana lahoitzi. You would say, shemei ha-kohenah, I can yaitzi his tkiyas without his being mechaben. So that's the stira in the Rambam. So the Ran points out, the Ran and the Rif, on Masechus Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third paragraph, he has this stira in the Rambam. He says, the teretz is that the sasik b'chalom ma'arayis chad shikeinen. He says the reason why mitzvah sviches kavana is because if you do a mitzvah without kavana, we treat it like misasek. But by mitzvah achila, by achilas matzah, that parallel to chalovim. So since shekeinah hena, so the achila does relate to me. You can't say it's if it happened by itself, because I didn't have kavana. So he says, but that's only by achila. The Rambam passes mitzvah saying sviches kavana shekeinah hena. But by Tkiyah Shofar, where there's no svar of Shkeinah, there the Rambam holds that mitzvah sviches kavana. That's what the Ran suggests as the yishuv of the Rambam Shita. And they say, Rav Soloveitchik, he's saying the name Rav Chaim, that he thinks the Poshet the Teretz is like the Baal HaMoah says. That the Rambam, the Poshet the Weitz Ungenumen all over in the world. That even if you hold mitzvah sviches kavana, even if you hold the mitzvah ein sviches kavana, that's if you do the mitzvah yourself. But if someone else says kiddush for you, someone else is blowing shirk and you want to be yotze using the principle of shemei kohenah, so his kiddush or his tkiyah should relate to me, that you have to be liar shmegai, so that you have to have kavana lahoitzi and kavana lahoitzi. If you don't have kavana lahoitzi, it's not the lack of mitzvah sviches kavana, it's ein sviches kavana, but you don't apply the klal of shemei kohenah. That's what Rav Chaim said, that the Rambam, like the Baal HaMoah. He said he thinks that the Rambam probably means like the Baal HaMoah, that the Lefiyah Maskaneh, the need for Kavana Lahoitzi, Kavana Lahoitzi, is unrelated to the topic of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. And your pshat is what the Ram says, that Bachalom Arayis Chayim Shekein Nehem. Then the Gemara on the top of Samach Gimel and Aleph comes to the conclusion that this issue is a Machlokes HaMoraim and a Machlokes HaTanaim. Whether yesh chiluk malachis la'avod zarah, if he did zibuach kito nisach yishtachva behelam echor, is he chayav four chatois? Like in Hilchas Shabbos, if he does charis areh koitzer and dosh, he does four malachis behelam echor, is chayav four chatois. So do you say that avod zarah is the same, the chiluk malachis are not? So the Gemara said, the kitzah machlokes hatanayim and a machlokes hamarayim shayim. So you don't have to throw out the brayse. Originally, the Gemara quoted a brayse, it's only chayav one chatois. The Gemara said, that's one tana, Rabbi Yechon holds like the other tana, that Yechayiv are four chatois. That's the machlokes. On Parshas Bahaloyskol, we always read the Haftorah from Neiris de Zacharyo, the same Haftorah that you read on Shabbos Chanukah. Yeah. So Taisus points out in Megillah, in all the sugyas, that there has to be a connection. You have to have a theme that appears in the Kriya, in the Parshas Shavua, that appears again in the Haftorah. Sometimes the themes are not so obvious. So it's usually assumed that the theme that is shared in common is about the mitzvah of the menorah. Ba'alos v'saneres goes on Havlokas HaMenorah. And then the Nevuah in Zechariah is about the menorah and the Bayi Sheni. He had a cholam, he had a mara Nevuah, he sees the menorah Shalzah, the Gul Baal Roisha, and the pool of olive oil, and it's flowing in, the menorah is burning, and so on. Everything filling up and burning by itself. So usually you assume that that's the connection between the Kriya and the Haftorah. You look in the Rambam and the Mor and the Buchim, you may get a different understanding. The Rambam writes the Yud Gimel Ikori Emunah in the Siddur. We have it in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Sanhedrin. And we have it in the Siddur. So he has two different animamans. One animamans, we believe in the institution of Nevuah. There's such a thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevuah to human beings. And we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im. That's a separate Yisoid in Nevuah. Where does that idea come from? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im? That's from Parshas Bahaloistom. That in the end of Bahaloistom, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. She said, who does he think that he is? That he's Pirish Menuisha? I'm a Nevi, brother Aaron is a Nevi, and they didn't have to get divorced. They led their normal family lives. Moshe Rabbeinu is such a Balgaiva, he thinks that he's greater than everybody else. That's not right. So she meant, L'tayvasa, she meant to straighten out. And then the Rabbi Shalom said, what are you talking about? Here in the Viachna Hashem Mara, Rabbi Svada, Bachaloy, Madab, Bachaloy, Kein Abdi, Moshe, Bachol, Deisim, Nemer, who are different. So this is where the Rabbi Shalom tells this principle, that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different, is on a higher madrega than the Nevuah of Shahar. I mean, just in the Tirush Amilis, it's a shver, a pasuk. Yeah. Rav Chaim Volozhin in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim points out, the pasuk says, if the other prophets get Nevuah b'mara elav esvada, they get a mara ha-Nevuah and a mara. Lo kein abdi Moshe, his Nevuah is a mara v'lo b'chidos. He gets b'mara, they get b'mara, he gets b'mara. So it's the same thing. So what's the difference? So he says, no, if you read it carefully with your glasses on or with your glasses off, whichever is better. So the first time it says, the other Nevuah get a Nevuah b'mara. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get b'mara, it gets b'mara. So he says the two different words. Maror, he says, is a mirror. The other Nadim only get a reflection. They don't get the real Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Mareh. Well, Mareh, v'loy b'chid, Mareh means like a telescope. That's as Bekloria Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a direct Nevuah, Tel Peh. And the other Nadim get a Chazon, they get a Chalom, they get an image. And they have to interpret it in their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get a Chazon. He doesn't get an image, which he has to interpret. He gets Peh, gets Oisius and Nekudik, he gets direct dictation. Moshe Rabbeinu got a direct dictation. He didn't get a Chalom and a Chazon, he didn't get Maror, a mirror, he got Mareh, he got straight vision. So the Rambam emphasizes this in the Arach HaZok, and emphasizes Sedi HaTor, and he gives you the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shai Nevi'im, and then he repeats it again in the Mor Nevuchim. So he writes in the Mor Nevuchim, all of the Nevi'im were very clear, the Nevuah was very clear what was going on. He says, look at Avram Avinu was prepared to do the Akedah on his son Yitzchak. He loved his son, if he would have any stake as what the Nevuah is, would you think that a normal person, he wasn't crazy, would you think that Avram Avinu would be prepared to shech the son? Obviously it was 100% clear to him, the Nevuah. And he says, and yeah, it was clear, but it still wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu Aspik Lori Amir. He says, all the Nevi'im, it doesn't mean Aspik Lori Shein Amir, it doesn't mean that it was foggy, they weren't sure what they heard. At the end of the day, they understood it. But they didn't get it right away. They had to interpret it. So he says, to demonstrate, he says, look in the Navi Zechariah. He gets a vision, and he says to the Malach Adoy Vabdi, Mo'ela Adoyni. I don't understand what it is. And he says, Halo Yadaita. Then he says, no, I don't understand. And he keeps on arguing back and forth till he finally tells him what Pshat is, and we don't even have it in the Haftarah. It's, I think, two chapters later in Zechariah. Over here, he doesn't say, he says, it still doesn't tell you what it is. He leaves you hanging. See that this perhaps is the connection. I think the connection with the menorah, that in the Bayi Sheder, he also had a menorah. I don't know if that's necessarily the important connection. Perhaps the connection is, like the Rambam wrote in Moreh Nevuchim, that this Nevuah of Zechariah indicates the contrast that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to bring out over here, that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is on a much higher level, a totally different type of Nevuah from that of the Shai Nevi'im. Why did the Rambam decide to consider that one of the Ikorim Amunim? That's the question. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik Siddur from Rav Kook, the mother of Rav Kook has it in the Siddur, and the Svi and others write. We have in later in Chumash Dvarim, we have Zechiras Chet Miriam, Zohar Shirasa Shamakach and Miriam. You have to remember the Chet of Miriam. So the Chafetz Chaim has one of his little Svarim, is Zohar and Miriam. And he quotes from Rashi and Chumash, he quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei, that Zechiras Chetman, you have to remember how terrible the Aver of Lashon Hara is, that Miriam Atzadekas was punished with Saraz because of the fact that she said Lashon Hara against her brother. She didn't mean anything wrong, and it wasn't, and it didn't hurt him, and he didn't lose his Parnasa, nothing happened, he didn't lose his Shtela, nothing happened, and it was B'tzina still. You see how Chomad Aver of Lashon Hara is a Kavachayim, everybody else. So that's the way we usually learn Zechiras Chet Miriam. So So Rebbeinu said, oh, but when he said the Hesped for Adol, and he printed this later on, so he said, that's Zechira's Chet Meir. I said, you have one of the